Well, let's talk to Harold Paisner, who is a former senior partner of Berwyn Leighton Paisner, an international law firm, and signatory to this letter. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Dale.
Now, just tell us why you signed this letter and what you hoped to do by doing so.
Well, may I just first say that the views I express are my own personal views, and although I'm sure many of my partners share my views, I'm not formally speaking on behalf
okay.
of the firm.
That's fair enough.
I'm worried. It's not so much a question of, you know, what party one supports. It's a question of trying to make sure that whatever government is elected or whatever coalition comes out of the pot at the end of the day, that they do sensible things as far as business is concerned. And the group of leaders whose letter you mention in the Telegraph today are concerned about various things. For instance, the arbitrary target on the number of skilled foreign workers and students allowed into Britain. I mean, these people fill skills gaps, contribute to our success, and contrary to the rhetoric, boost opportunities for British workers.
Well, that's not the coalition policy. The coalition policy want to, they've restricted access to people like that.
Well, this is my point. So what I'm saying is, I think it's, we think it's wrong that their arbitrary targets are put on the number of skilled foreign workers who are allowed into the country. Then we're worried about, and I'm particularly worried about the referendum on Europe. I mean, it's all very well having reforms, and I think that there need to be certain reforms in the way Europe is run, but lingering uncertainties about whether we stay in the EU or not are not going to help investment and could delay or prevent investment coming into this country over the next few years. We're also worried about high rates of tax. For instance, the Labour government, if the Labour Party, if they got in, want to reintroduce the 50p rate. They want to bring in a mansion tax. They want to abolish the status of non-DOMs. All these things, I think, send the wrong message about how we treat success and detracts from tax stability in this country.
But the first two things that you've mentioned are actually fairly pro-Labour, and yet this letter is being interpreted as a warning against electing Labour.
I think, you know, with respect, I mean, London First is not a group that supports either party. What we're doing is advocating certain policies. So we're not saying specifically vote one way or the other.
Well, do you think you've been misrepresented by the Telegraph? Because I'm looking at their article now. Business leaders issue last-ditch warning against Labour. That's the headline.
I think probably, I can only speak for myself, but I think probably that is a bit of a misrepresentation. You know, the letter was intended to warn the next government, or whatever complexion it is, to have certain sensible attitudes.
So what they've
and
done is cherry-pick. They've
cherry-picked
a few things where you are critical in the letter of what Ed Miliband would do. I mean, let me read you another short paragraph.
I'm also critical of things the Conservatives have got.
Well, no, that is quite clear, but that's not what the Telegraph are reporting from this letter.
Well, look, I can't comment on how the Telegraph...
No, well, I'm glad we've got you on to clear it up, because clearly there's been, certainly in the headline, and I've got the text in front of me of the article now, very little about where you've been critical of coalition policies.
Yeah.
So maybe you should write another letter asking for an apology for that.